there's a sad, sad, this is sad. That's all I gotta say. This is really sad. Dare unsnapped. Cornell X believes at the jailhouse talk that suspect punched Malia Davis. Houston, Texas, KTRK on Friday. Houston community activist Cornell X provided a jarring revelation in the month-long disappearance of four-year-old Malia Davis, saying that he talked with Deron Vince, the suspect in the girl's disappearance. Cornell X said Vince told him the girl is dead and that her body was dumped off a road in Arkansas. The revelation caused law enforcement to mobilize, with the search shifting to Hempstead County and the Hope, Arkansas area. Hours after making that revelation, Cornell spoke with ABC 13 Eyewitness News about what Vince told him. He said the 26-year-old was adamant that he was telling the truth. Deron Snap, Cornell told anchor Chauncey Glover in a 15-minute interview, which you can watch in the video above. Cornell said Vince told him he felt overwhelmed because he took care of Malia and his other kids 90% of the time. The girl's mother, Brittany Bowens, was not there. Oh boy. According to Cornell, Vince said Bowens was headed out of town when she called and accused him of being gay. Cornell said that this is what Vince said set him off. Vince was angry with Brittany, and he was very agitated with Brittany about her discovering him sending police pictures of his private parts to other men, and she was calling him gay and saying that she was giving a ring back to him and that drove him over the edge, Cornell said. Bowens has denied claims of knowing about prior abuse or covering it up. Cornell's talk with Vince produced pertinent information for police. According to Cornell, Vince admitted to him putting Melina's body in a trash bag, putting the bag in the trunk, then driving to Hope, where he dumped the bag in a wooden area. This is heartbreaking, and this is sad, but this shows once again that you have, you know, irresponsible black single mothers who don't want to take care of their responsibilities. Not saying all. But you got these single mothers out here that make it bad for the black women who are taking care of their kids. Okay? She basically didn't really care for her responsibilities. This man had other kids, all right? He's taking care of the other kids 90% of the time. You picked a man that, you know, you didn't vet him well. And this dude ends up killing your child in retaliation after you found out that he was gay. This man, you know, you look at him, he looks disheveled. These women, they picking these pookies, these ray rays. And, you know, then you black women have the nerve to get mad when black men talk about pookies and ray rays. And then you want to try and blame the black fathers for not being in the kid's life. But you're the custodial parent. Do you understand what custodial parent means? It means you're the sole provider and protector of that child. Okay, it doesn't matter if you're a single parent, a single father, a single mother. Okay, once you are the custodial parent, you are the one that people look to when something goes wrong to that or whatever happens to your kid. Social services, the police, the judge, they want to know what happened, how come this happened on your watch. That's the main focus of what they have. Okay, towards you. What happened when this child was abused How was this allowed on your watch? Okay? That's the focus. They don't give a shit about, oh, he's no good, the biological father left. They don't give a shit.
Just 3 months before,
you know, that's not the focus. They're gonna look at you, and the fact that he says that you weren't, that the mother was not there, you know, to take care of her own child, that you basically dumped the kid on Vince's lap while he has other kids to take care of, that speaks volumes about you as a mother. All right? And you can't get mad. And there's prior claims of abuse too. You did nothing. You're a shitty mother. And this is why men don't want to deal with single mothers. Because they will have these types of mothers, black women who are single mothers, who are trash, and they will pick the worst of the men to breed with. And then when they leave that relationship, you know, it's either they pick the worst to breed with and you have a shitty situation for that child and you're still looking for some dick, or they had a good man, fucked up the relationship, and now they're dating down instead of up because they basically didn't want to be with a good man, okay? And he didn't want to follow his rules or to be held accountable. So they decided to go find a Daquan or some street rat, okay, who probably has more kids and struggles to take care of them. And then you decide to leave him behind. Leave your child with this Daquan dude or Pookie and Ray Ray. And the man kills your kid or molests your kids. Now what? And then you want to be mad and get, angry at the community that blames you for fouling up. Okay? It's just, you can't be mad. You cannot be mad at all. Don't want to blame fathers. No. Plus, you see it sometimes mostly online, too. Black women want to blame, well, he was a weak ass, the biological father should have been there. Nah, no. Sorry. Okay? Whoever's there with the child, taking care of the child, feeding the child, that's the person who's responsible for everything. Okay? And they have a right. The community members blamed her for neglecting her child, putting her in harm's way with Vince. Okay? Plus, the thing is, you let this man be a caretaker to your child. All right? And this is sometimes women that could be very emotional and very logical. You let this man take care of your kid. You found out he was gay, right? The logical thing to do is to come back to where you're living, pick up your kid, move out, get him to move out, tell him why he's moving out. I found out you're gay and you're sending your private dick pics to other men. Get the fuck out of my life. Instead of saying you're going to return the ring and everything like that while the kid is still in the presence of Vince. That was a stupid idea. That was just plain, royally, fully retarded thing to do. Okay? And this is why she didn't think this through, how to defuse the situation. Women are very illogical and very emotional, and this is what happened. Fortunately. You end up flipping out and punching the kid and he put her in the God, he put her in a bag, and he jumped on the side of the road like she was a piece of trash. I can't get over that shit. 4 years old. All right. Well, this is the Monday, June article. I read you this Saturday, June 1st article. Houston, Texas, KTRK, happy, innocent, angelic. All terms, 4-year-old Malia Davis has been referred to since her disappearance over a month ago in this video taken by Malia's mother on her most recent birthday. The little girl is held by Darian Vance, the suspect in her disappearance, as they sing happy birthday to Malia. Vance holds her close and appears to be smiling while singing along with and helping her blow out her birthday candles. On Friday, law enforcement officials in Arkansas found a black bag with bones and blood during their search for Malia, but they haven't confirmed the remains to belonging to the 4-year-old. Community activist Quinnell X, who advocated for Malia's mother, told ABC 13 Eyewitness News of the discovery. Hours earlier, Quinnell X told reporters that Vince confessed that the girl died by accident and that he dumped her body in Arkansas. Authorities in Fulton, Arkansas, located the bag with a foul odor hours after Vince's alleged confession. The remains were confirmed to be of a child and were flown to Houston late Friday night. The Harris County Institute of Forensic Science says they have the body and are working to process the identification. They say the identification will take some time. On Friday, Quinnell X told reporters about the new information he claimed to have received from Vince. Quinnell X said he met earlier in the day with Vince, who has been behind bars since May 11th. Among the key details shared with reporters, Quinnell X said Malia is dead as a result of an accident. He did not specify how she died. All I can say, she told me it was an accident. Oh, wasn't you punched? You punched that little girl. And that she is dead. And where he dumped her body, Quinnell X said. Quinnell X met with reporters in the Southwest Houston parking lot, where he also met with Texas Equal Search and detectives about what Vince told him. Quinnell withheld where he was told the body was dumped, only to say it was somewhere in Arkansas. He added that Vince was specific about the distance and time of the body's location. He said he pulled over in Arkansas, got out the car, walked off to the side of the road, and dumped her body off the side of the road, Quinnell X said. Quinnell also revealed that Malia's body was dumped there early on, possibly indicating shortly after when the girl was first reported missing. The time of her death was not indicated. Pressed on whether he believed Vince's latest story, Quinnell X was confident that this is truthful. I think it's the truth. I don't think he was lying to me. I think he was telling the truth. Many men have confessed to this type of crime, he said. Tim Miller of Texas Equal Search added that he thinks the details are true enough to move the search to Arkansas. He added he didn't believe many searches would be needed based on their information. Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg weighed in on the new developments, adding, there has not been a plea deal in the case. Ogg's office released this statement. Let's let search teams do what search teams do. We have spoken with the defendant's lawyer, and there is no agreement. We continue to work with Houston's police department to bring justice for Malia Davis. Vince is in jail facing a charge of tampering with evidence, namely a corpse. Malia was reportedly missing on May 4th by Vince, who was her primary caretaker, while Brittany Bowens, Malia's mother, and Vince's former fiancé was out of town for a funeral. This is kind of weird. Your former fiancé is with the girl you're dating now. Why are they hanging out again? Why are they even going for a funeral? According to investigators, Vince claimed that on May 3rd, he was attacked while stopping to check a tire while on his way to the Bush Intercontinental Airport to pick up Bowens. Malia and Vince's one-year-old son were with him. He told police he was knocked unconscious by three Hispanic men. Later gaining consciousness 24 hours later in the area of First Colony Mall. His son was with him, but Malia was not. He later entered a hospital in Sugar Land, where he told police that Malia went missing. From there, an exhaustive search across Harris, Fort Bend, and Brazoria counties intensified in the weeks after the reported disappearance. In the middle of the search, investigators began disputing the details of Vince's story, turning their attention to Vince and the apartment where Malia lived in. Authorities obtained surveillance video showing the girl with Vince in the week before her disappearance. In addition, they found blood evidence in the apartment. Vince was arrested just a week after he first reported the girl missing. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo also weighed in, saying there was obvious holes in Vince's story. Since the arrest, Malia's mother drew anger from the community members who believed she neglected the girl by putting her in harm's way with Vince. Yeah, she sure did. She fucked up. In addition, Malia's head injury and subsequent custody by CPS last year drew intense scrutiny over the mom. The girl, as well as her siblings, were returned to the home when her injuries were determined to be from a fall. Yeah, CPS fucked up here too. Over the weeks of the search, a reward totaling up to $27,500 has been offered for information leading to finding Malia. Vince has been uncooperative with investigators, according to Acevedo. So we see here there is blame to go around, but everything falls squarely on Miss Bowens because she, once again, is the child's mother. She chose to have sex with Vince. She chose to have this dude around her child, and she is the one to blame. That's all that has to be said. And that's it. No one else is to blame. Not her biological father. Her. Her alone. This is Red Pill Man. Cheers.